Oh, good. Shall we call the meeting to order?
Call the meeting to order.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Thank you. Now, do we have a public forum?
There is no one from the public here, and there are no communications either.
Okay. Okay, well, that takes care of that. Approval of the minutes from March 2021.
So moved.
Second?
Second. Debbie Miller.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is there somebody that would like to serve as secretary tonight? Anybody?
I've got the notes. I've already taken attendance here.
Okay, good. Well, do you want to just go through the first three, nothing, and then approval of the minutes was okay?
Sure. We've approved the minutes. Let me just look at it. And what was the next thing? I didn't bring it up here.
The election of the new slate of library board officers.
Okay, let's elect the new officers.
Okay, let's do that. Is there anybody here who'd like to be chairman?
I would like to be chairman.
Okay, well, is there anybody else that's interested, or shall we nominate Carol? She's been on the board for a while. She's got good experience. Yes?
Seeing no hands, I nominate Carol.
All right. Good move. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Carol.
Yes, thank you. And I think you're a perfect choice for it. So
thank you. And I look forward to it. It's an honor. And I was shocked when Rick, left. But at the same time, I understand. And I thought, you know what? That's fine. You know, we'll rise to the occasion. And
how long was he chairman?
Oh, three.
Not long.
Well, he was.
Well, three years, I would say, anyway.
Yeah, right. So I'm coming up. I am, believe it or not, in my seventh year now. It doesn't seem like that, but so Walter was chair when I first started, but Walter left fairly soon after. So
I would say a couple of years.
I think probably close to 5 years.
Yeah,
but he's been on the board as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got this meeting's being recorded and everything else is blacked out. All right. Well, that's all right. Okay, I've been serving as vice chair. If somebody would like to do that, raise your hand. Otherwise, I would be willing to continue in that capacity.
That's fine.
Okay, should we have a vote?
All right. Let's vote on Roni Oki being vice chair. I say yes.
Yes. Okay.
Great. And then we will need a secretary. Who'd like to do that? It's not bad. I've done it. You just take the notes at the meeting and then get them. I like to type them up as quickly as I could because otherwise I'd forget and email them to Sarah. That's what I did. Is that worked out okay?
Yep. Yeah. So there's an FOI requirement that the minutes have to be filed within a week after the meeting. So
a week?
Yep.
So, who would like to kind of step up and take that on? Okay, come on. Are you going to get nobody? All right. I
don't mind, but I'm so new to the board that.
Who are you?
Debbie Miller.
I think I've got this thing across the my screen, so I can't see you. Would you be willing to try it?
Sure.
Oh,
Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie. Yeah. There's no job I hate more.
And I've done it for so many different things that I can survive it.
Oh, good. Well,
I'm not the best, but I will do my best.
Pardon me?
There aren't that many meetings, but we have just a couple in the fall and in the winter, and then we don't meet during the summer, so it's just a couple of months.
Yeah.
And we're not a tough crowd.
No, because I know most of you off and on for different reasons again.
Okay.
And I think we're also one of the commissions that probably no one really reads the minutes very often. So opposed to like planning and zoning.
That's good. Okay, would somebody like to nominate Debbie?
I'd like to nominate Deb for secretary.
Okay, do we have a second?
I second that.
Okay, we've got 2 seconds. So let's get that down for tonight.
All right, and Elizabeth.
Yes, Bradley.
All right.
Okay, and all in favor? We are.
Don't say you're not, or it's going to be your job.
Exactly.
Well, let's all be nice to the secretary, okay? All right. How about Friends of the Library report?
Okay. Not too much going on, but we had a meeting last week, and it was decided that we would dismantle the free book pantry now that the library has, you know, almost regular hours. We did that for, you know, a good year. And we decided that we would be saving, you know, our books that we do have for our sales. Mm-hmm. We are not going to do the large September sale. Our members were just not comfortable with that, again, and considering the tight space that we have to deal mm-hmm. with. And Sarah said that the rec department is going to be using some of those rooms that we usually use. So it just wasn't going to work out. But we decided that we're going to go ahead with opening our book sale kiosk in the library. And Sarah said we can do that in the next few weeks. So that when patrons come in, they can purchase as they have before. We're going to do our holiday book sale, which is more of a table sale come Christmas time. And we're going to do the cookie platter sale.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're all excited about that.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're probably going to sell the taste book, coupon books. So we'll at least get those fundraisers in. And we had talked to Sarah about replacing the picnic table out in the back of the library. It's a wooden one that's kind of splintered. Mm-hmm. So it looks like we're going to try to replace that with something either composite or metal that won't deteriorate.
Good.
In the near future. And we're also in talks with Sarah about, you know, I don't know if anybody went to the teen craft sale that was held a couple weeks ago around Mother's Day. That young teen advisory group is, you know, did a great job. Very, very good crafts that they did, and they took credit cards, and it was great. They used our Square account. They were very professional, and they have desire to purchase and refurbish that teen area, because, you know, the furniture's old and it's not conducive to the kind of things they do there. So I know Sarah's considering spending some money on that, and hopefully the Friends can help out with that as that gets rolling.
Great.
And we now have a new publicity person I mentioned last month, Lauren Nelson, who's very tech savvy, which is a big boon to our group. And she's even opened up an Instagram account for us. But right now, you know, there's not a lot to put on there because not a lot's going on. But, you know, I think as the months go on, we'll be able to utilize that more along with our website. And we have our Facebook, of course. And right now, and we're going to have one more meeting next month before the summer break.
Amy, is that still the second Tuesday?
Yes. Let me see. Is it second Tuesday or third Tuesday?
I can't remember.
Let's see. I always get this meeting and that one confused, so I will tell you. Third Tuesday.
Okay.
Third Tuesday.
Because I sort of dropped off their email list, unfortunately, so I haven't been receiving them.
Where? Well, if you would like to be included in the meeting list, just go on our friends site and give me your, and just give me a reminder to do it, and I'll add.
They were always open meetings, so.
Well, they are. Yeah, but now it's Zoom, so I have to send you the link.
Yeah.
So okay. You need to, so that list, that the email that goes out, there's a group email just for the people who tend to come, because I don't want to send it out to 500 people in town.
Right.
And so if you remind me, I'll make sure that you're on that list.
Good, because I was past president years ago.
Oh, cool.
So I would like to. And I've off and on gone back to the meetings, nice. But I would like to go back to the meetings.
Great, we could use the input and the support.
I also have a 40-year-old daughter that lives kitty corner to the library on Dyer and Gildersleeve that I can drag along.
Nice, well, get me here. Well,
that's a hard age group to get.
I know, and this Lauren Nelson, who is the publicity person, she's mostly, she's doing it from home because she has school-aged children and she works full-time, but this was a way for her to give back in a way that, and she's actually on Zoom been attending some of the meetings, so that made it easier for her than maybe having to get a sitter or whatever. It's working out well, and she's trying to encourage us in ways with social media to get contact with the other age groups.
Yeah, my daughter is also a tech consultant for education. So she may be able to pull in with your teenagers too.
Just do that. Get on our friend's site and send me an email there. That would be great. And I'll get you on the list. And then if she wants to get a separate email, that's fine. If not, you just drag her.
She only has to walk a few feet.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you. And that's all I have for now.
Well, you're doing a terrific job. And will we be having meetings in person in the fall?
We'll probably decide that at our last June meeting. The difference is, I guess, for some of our regulars who, I think they like the Zoom option, but then there are people that don't come because I don't know if they have the Zoom on their computer and are comfortable with it. So either way we do it, I think we're going to lose a demographic. So I think
can also do both simultaneously.
Yeah. Right. I was thinking, if we have a tablet or something right there, then they can hear what's going on and see who's there. And that, that will give them an option again, but they have to have Zoom. And I think some of them don't, or don't know how to do that or whatever, because we haven't gotten a big turnout on our Zoom meetings. But anyway.
That we can write you up also instructions for doing that we could send out to people, because
could you have a Zoom workshop for those people maybe?
Yeah,
but we have to do it via Zoom.
That's basically what my daughter does, is an educational technology consultant, so she'd be glad to write you up the instructions for people.
I think it would be easier to do that as a Word document and email it to people on that monthly list and give them both options. So if she's willing to do that, that'd be wonderful.
Oh yeah.
Especially for September.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think as you move into the winter, there probably are people of all age groups
that don't want to drive out
the Zoom.
No, right. Absolutely. So I think it's, I think we're going to find that with a lot of things going forward, meetings, because, people find it inconvenient, or if they don't drive at night, or if the weather's bad, you don't have to cancel your meeting. Just go to, I think
you don't even have to get really dressed up.
That's right. So yeah. So I think it's good to that we do that, because there may be some people in our, there are some people in our group, I think, that usually would come to our meetings and haven't come since we've been on Zoom. So I think it's good to give them that other option and give them instruct, you know, step-by-step instructions. Yeah, so Debbie, that would be very welcome. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that. And do you have anything, Sarah, for library director? Or?
Just a few things. I just wanted to say that the kids with the craft fair, they earned something like $500 or $600. They did really very well. And if you didn't have a chance to come, they put their leftover things that didn't sell in the display case. So you still have an opportunity to come and purchase things if you want.
And they're very professional looking.
Yeah,
they're not kiddie crafts. They did a tremendous job.
Yeah, they really did. And they are gung-ho about this. They're still going. So, you know, I told them that we should be able to, once we get the sale table back out, like if they want to put some of the smaller things out, like they made note cards and magnets and that kind of thing, that we should be able to just keep them out on an ongoing basis. You know, I wouldn't put out anything huge or expensive, but so just a brief update on what's going on. You all probably know that we expanded our hours again back at the beginning of, gosh, I can't remember, April. So we're not quite open our full hours, but we're almost there. We're open 10 to 5 4 days a week, 10 to 7 on Wednesdays, and then 10 to 1 on Saturday. I don't know yet when we'll bring back the evening hours. It is the one night, the Wednesday that we're open, it is dead, absolutely dead. After like 5 o'clock, we're lucky if 5 people walk in.
Really?
Yeah, it's been very quiet. I think a combination of you know, people still not being back in the habit of going places and doing things. And also I think we sort of underestimated how much traffic we get from people going to the community center in the evenings for their scout meetings or for planning and zoning or whatever's going on there. The town meetings are starting to be phased back in. Like tonight there is an in-person Board of Selectmen meeting. So Bob and I will have to have a conversation about whether we should reopen in the evenings because the meetings are coming back, or my initial thought honestly is because during the summer the evenings tend to be pretty quiet anyway unless we're doing programming, because you know the weather's nice, everyone's outside and doing things. My thought was to not bring those evening hours back until the fall, but we'll see what happens there.
Sarah, how many staff do you need for those evening hours?
We need 3 people, which is part of the problem.
That gets expensive for 5 people.
And not only does it get expensive, I mean, you really are kind of standing around twiddling your thumbs. The problem, we could easily do it with only 2 people, except for the way the building is laid out. Because you can't see into the children's room, we don't like to leave it unattended. If there's anyone, if there's no one in there, it's fine. But as soon as someone's in there,
but there's no guarantee.
And then all that happens is someone has to go to the bathroom, or like someone calls and they want a book and you have to go back to the stacks. And
right.
So we'll have to figure that out, but it really has been very quiet. So we've been doing that since April. We are following the state guidelines as far as the mask mandate. So we're not requiring them any longer as long as people are vaccinated, and it's all entirely on the honor system. It's funny, the difference even between last Wednesday when that started and today, like last week, pretty much everyone who walked in was still wearing a mask. Now I would say it's maybe 50-50.
Yeah.
I know over the course of the week, I have worn it a lot less often. Staff are still, if they want to wear them, they can. Many of them still are. I personally am kind of following the patron's lead. You know, if I'm at the circ desk and a patron has a mask on, I'll throw mine on. And we are asking, we can't require it, but we are asking people to wear them in the children's department, since kids, of course, are not vaccinated. So our staff in children's, they have theirs on all the time and everything. We are going to start, we actually have already started phasing in some in-person programming. Heather has moved one of her story times each week to the back island in the parking lot. So as long as it's not raining, she's back there Thursdays at 10 or 10:30. I forget what time it is. And we'll be phasing in some other in-person things as well. Nothing big, like, you know, for adult programs, we'll do things like book clubs and that kind of thing that we can keep the numbers of people fairly small. Adult programs, we don't generally do a lot of, if any, over the summer because we're so focused on kids and the summer reading program. But this year we probably will do some in-person adult programming just because I do think that people are kind of itching for things to do and to see other faces and everything. So we're going to see what we can manage. We are most likely going to be getting rid of our item quarantine entirely. So when you return a book, we'll just check it in right away. We're just waiting on the final confirmation from the health department to make sure they're okay with that. Summer reading is going to happen. It'll be much scaled back from what we usually do just because we are, particularly because kids can't be vaccinated yet, we're not yet at a place where we feel comfortable, like, you know, come to the library, pack in and come to the programs and everything. So the Friends did pay for I think it's a 6-week online program where we're basically reposting content from this company. So it's a 5 days a week. They really, like, one day is author day, one day is craft day, one day is field trip day, you know, so there are these interactive videos that kids will be able to watch online. Heather is planning to do some online programs, some in person. The same with our teen stuff, although the teens really want to be in person, so probably a lot of theirs will be in person. As far as our prizes for the kids, rather than doing a whole lot of, you know, tchotchkes and that kind of thing, Heather is ordering rag tags, which are these little, like when I was a kid, everyone collected keychains or little, like, plastic charms. They're like that. You put them on your backpack or whatever.
What did you call them?
Rag tags.
Rag tags.
Okay. They sell things like fantastic or awesome. Or,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Strips, okay. With a keyhole sort of in them. Yep.
Yeah, so okay. You can put them on a keychain. My son hangs his on his backpack. I mean, you know, it's one of those little, I don't know. Like I say, when I was a kid, it was all about the little plastic charms in 1985.
When I was a kid, we didn't have backpacks.
That's right. We carried him on our hip.
Yep.
Exactly.
So that is kind of the gist of what's going on at the library. We are keeping up all of the plexiglass and everything for now. That may be permanent for all I know. I don't know. We're following the town's guidelines on that. We're keeping the computers spaced apart. We will be bringing back the chairs soon. Maybe not every single one of them, but we will be bringing them back. We're trying to, even though there's no real requirement for social distancing anymore, we're trying to be cognizant of that and make sure that everybody's comfortable. So we are going to space things out differently than we have. This is kind of a circular story here. So let me skip ahead to the ARPA grant thing, and then I'll circle back to what I was just about to say. The State Library has gotten a big chunk of money from the ARPA funds, the federal COVID relief funds, or the American, what is it? The American Rescue Plan. Yeah, whatever the thing is. So the way it works for library, so the town is getting their big chunk that comes directly from the government. Ours, there's a federal agency called IMLS, the Institute of Museum and Library Services. So they get their piece of the pie. They have redistributed their money to all of the state library agencies, which in our case is the Connecticut State Library. And then the state library in turn is redistributing to all of the principal public libraries in Connecticut. So we are eligible to receive just about $17,000 from that. That's on top of the almost $20,000 we just got for our borrow it funds. So we are suddenly like swimming in grant money, which is unusual. This ARPA money has a bunch of restrictions attached to it. We can't use it on just anything. There are a lot of things we can use it on. There's a lot of things we can't use it on. And some of the things are either not terribly relevant to us or would have been nice a year ago. Like one of the categories is you can buy PPE. Well, like I don't need to buy masks and sanitizer anymore. You know, a year ago that would have been nice, but we can use it to buy equipment, but not installation. We can use it to buy certain kinds of furniture if we spin it the right way, but not slat wall, even if you're solving the same problem by purchasing slat wall versus a bookcase, right? And then there's all, because it's a federal grant, there's all the purchasing guidelines that come along with it. It's a lot of paperwork and a lot of research. So we are pricing out a bunch of things that we have been thinking about purchasing anyway. The problem is a lot of the things that we normally would spend this money on is not eligible. So
what about your STEM type?
Not eligible. Anything programming is not.
Okay.
Even though this is COVID relief funds, because initially when we heard about this, we said, great, we'll buy like a tent for outside, you know, like something where we can do outside programs. No, not a lot. We said, maybe we'll run electricity out to the island. So if we have programs out there, we can like plug in a speaker. No, can't do that. So some of the things that we are thinking about purchasing with this money, one of them is a UV or ozone cleaner, which is something we were talking about even pre-COVID. It's basically this cabinet that you can put, we would use it for the toys in the children's department. You put it in and it sterilizes them.
Oh, oh.
It's
a great idea.
It's not a thing that libraries typically have. You know, they're used more in medical facilities.
Doctor's offices.
Yeah. So we're looking into that. We are looking into some solar charging stations for outside. Because even though like we couldn't run electricity to the back so people can use their devices back there, we can provide a solar charging station for them to plug their devices in. I don't write the rules. I don't know.
Solar from the roof that's in the library?
No, so it's just a standalone thing.
Buy things like passes.
What's that?
Passes to museums and things that I know that friends often do.
Not with this. This is really all more like infrastructure-y kind of stuff.
Sounds like it.
You know, we can't buy books, we can't buy databases, we can't pay for ebooks, we can't, you know, because that was another thing we all said as well, we'll buy a bunch of ebooks because everyone's using it.
It's like, just tell me the things I can eat.
So basically, I was in technology and education for years. So somebody else that is not a librarian made up these rules.
Somebody at the federal government. And I don't know, I honestly do not know if the rules come from the Department of the Treasury, which is where they come from for the town money, or if they come through the Institute of Museum and Library Services. There are different funding priorities they have, and they're basically looking for things that fit into those priorities. So another of the things that we are thinking of doing, and I only say thinking because I'm hoping that the town will just do this because it needs to be done, is improving the Wi-Fi in the facility. The Wi-Fi is terrible, as many of you probably know. And we have a new IT guy on staff now who is like 100% on board with doing something about it. So we may put in for funding to purchase the hardware for that. That would be allowed.
So can you leverage it so that you use this money for some things and your budget money for the other things you want?
Yeah, the problem is that there's not much of our regular budget stuff that qualifies really.
The budget is more day to day.
I am also going to look into buying some of the furniture for the teen area with this money, because somehow, so when I was talking about slat wall, one of the things that seems to be covered is furniture. If you are purchasing it to make your space more flexible, which is totally what we want to do, right? So a lot of this is, we're just pricing out a lot of these things and putting it together. It's going to be like a jigsaw puzzle. It's like, okay, this costs this and this costs this. What can we put together to spend all this money? And one thing too, that this is where I'm going to circle back to what I started to tell you. We are going to get rid of the magazine shelving that we have currently, because it is falling apart and it is immovable, and we don't get as many magazines any longer, just because so many of the subscriptions have gone away anyway. So last week I had one of the state contracted furniture and shelving vendors out, and she is pricing out a slat wall system for the magazines to go onto, against, if you've been in the library recently, the wall where the copier was. We have moved the copier over by the reference desk, and so that wall would be magazines, and that whole area there would be opened up for seating and stuff. If we were buying new periodical shelves, we could use this money for it. But like I say, even though the slat wall is solving the exact same problem, we probably can't spin it well enough to use for that. But the good news is we have all that money from the borrow it funds. So we should be able to do this anyway. And then the other part of ARPA that I just wanted to bring up, because it will involve all of you if we go in this direction. If we buy anything in that will access the internet, for example, if we do buy some of this Wi-Fi hardware, we have to be SIPA compliant. SIPA is the Children's Internet Protection Act, which was passed in like the late 90s or something.
I'm so sorry. I need to take 5 to get some windows shut. I don't know about the rest of you, but all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's very dark here.
Very dark and very windy.
Maybe it'll cool off finally.
That's all we need. Yeah, it's kind of stormy out there.
Yeah, I just before the meeting, I went out and I watered the garden, because I said, if I don't water it, it won't rain.
It's pouring.
It hasn't rained. I'm on the bottom of East Hill. It hasn't rained yet, but we're hoping.
I tended my window here that I'm looking out faces northwest, so can't that way.
We're getting a lot of rain in North Canton.
I'm in. Almost
it's pouring. It's pouring here.
Yeah.
Which it's because I wore it tonight.
Right, exactly. So the Children's Internet Protection Act is like I say, it's a federal law that was passed in like the late 90s or something, and it is meant to protect children on the internet. What this means for us generally is anytime you use federal funds for any kind of internet access, whether that be computers, Wi-Fi, whatever, you have to filter the content on the computers, and you have to have policies and procedures in place about it. We do have filtering in place already. That was a townwide mandate a few years ago, and I decided it was not the hill I was going to die on. We filter very few categories. We filter like phishing sites, pornography, and gambling. I mean, it's really no
choices.
Yeah, exactly. And we have a system in place where if someone is trying to legitimately access a website that the filter mistakenly picks up and blocks, we have a workaround and everything. So what we would need to do to become SIPA compliant, because
Roger,
we have,
did you check the bathroom?
The hard part is already done, since we have the filtering already. We would just need to update our internet use policy to reflect that, which didn't occur to me when we actually did it, because it was not my choice. It came, like I say, that was a town decision. And you have to have a public hearing on the matter, which basically for our purposes just means we would have to, when we publish our agenda in advance, we would have to post the the proposed changes to the internet use policy along with the agenda, and then have to have a public comment section of the meeting, which in practice, we never have any members of the public at our meeting. So it would basically, for our purposes, just be a policy update, which really ought to be done anyway. And so the timing on that, I initially thought that that had to be done before we even applied for this grant, but the timing is just, it has to be in place before you turn the devices on. So basically, like, you can purchase them and everything, you just can't use them until your compliance is certified. So so that is, like I say, if we buy the Wi-Fi hardware, that's something that we'll have to do, but it should just, it's kind of a formality at this point. I have to have this application all submitted and everything by the end of June, but I'm going on vacation the last week of June. So in practice, I have to have it done by like the middle of the month. So this is what I will be spending the majority of my time on for the next couple of weeks, trying to get all this in order. And then beyond that, just, you know, gearing up for summer. We'll see, you know, usually it's our busiest time of year, but we'll see what this year brings. Could be anything. And that is all I have to tell you about, unless you have questions for me.
Do we have to meet to approve this, accept this money, or?
No, the Board of Selectmen will have to. So the process generally is I have to prepare the grant application in advance, and then the Board of Selectmen has to approve it before I submit it. In this case, just because of the way the timing falls with the Board of Selectmen meetings, what we're likely to do is just like, it may be approved by the Board of Selectmen after I apply, but just with the promise that, like, if they don't approve, we will rescind it, you know, which,
oh yeah, okay,
you know, in practice that isn't very likely to happen. But no, this board doesn't have to do anything.
Good. Okay. Well, I think it's wonderful that we're getting all this money. Do you have to spend it in a certain amount of time, or can you?
Yeah, that's the other thing, is it needs to be spent by next March.
Really?
Yeah. So this money is, if we had longer to plan for it and then longer to spend it, there's more we could do with it. But just given the time frame, the other thing too is I don't want to buy something that we are then going to have real ongoing costs associated with. You know, it's great when something's paid for the first 2 years, but right, then you've right, got to pick up the tab afterwards.
Right.
And we didn't really have anything kind of in the pipeline that falls into their categories that is, you know, something I could guarantee that we'll be able to fund on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. And particularly like technology heavy stuff, you know, I'm really wary of getting too much of that when you don't have this like ongoing plan to keep it up.
Yeah, presumably any upgrade in the technology would require more, a bigger plan from Comcast or whoever it is you use.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not only that, but if you buy things and you have them in your system and then they get outdated and you don't have a plan to replace them with the money, then it all kind of goes cuckoo.
Yeah.
Well, and we've run into that. Like, we had, I remember it was 11 years ago because it was when I was pregnant. We got a grant from the Hartford Foundation to use on technology. So we bought 15 laptops and a cart, and I mean all this stuff, and it was great for a couple of years, but then, you know, things start to die, you know, and there was no replacement plan for them, and, you know, so one by one they all kind of died. And
well, and that's the expectation, having done this as my profession in the school system, starting in Canton back in the early 90s. That's the trouble. People then get the expectations that you have them.
Right.
And you can't replace them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Is any of this, because a while ago we were talking about renovation. Is any of this applicable for that type of situation?
No, unfortunately. No, but the good thing is that we can, like I say, we should be able to use it for some furniture purposes, which will help.
Good. Okay, anything else? are we?
But I'll tell you what, it is, I think your clouds.
It's boring, even in South.
Your clouds have made it to me. It is really dark outside.
Where are you, Sarah?
I am, if you know Burlington at all, I'm right down the street from Lake Garda School.
Okay, I know that. My daughter used to teach at Lake Garda.
Oh, okay. Yep, I am. If you keep going past Lake Garda, I'm on the way to Bristol.
Okay. Yep, I know that.
Yep. All right.
This is a good night to have been on Zoom. I think otherwise we...
Yeah.
We would have got soaked.
Yeah, I have to go pick up my son at a scout meeting. I hope they're inside and not outside. I don't actually know.
All right, we'll do it. We're all set with the overview of the ARPA grant.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Good. Well, then we can adjourn and you can go get your son.
All right.
Could we have a motion for that, please?
A motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Well, thank you.